Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 31 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this series runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, we've doubled up on The Great Deep series as both podcast and vlogcast now, and it's a creative exploration of issues and ideas that dive a bit deeper into themes from the music. I have been reflecting on this idea of what anchors me when the pressure is on. Actually, even when the pressure is not on, I'm asking the question, what is it that anchors my ship in these uncertain waters? And as the world starts coming to grips with the effects of lockdown and a global pandemic, mental health is probably the biggest issue we're faced with. You will be consciously or even unconsciously aware of this as each of us navigates these strange new landscapes. So I've been reading a lot on ways to deal with various mental health issues, and over the last 3 weeks, consistently in the top five recommendations of all these different research articles is physical exercise. Now, I don't think this is really a secret. I mean, most of us have experienced the endorphin kick after some form of physical exercise. You feel superior afterwards. It's as simple as that. But why is physical exercise such an important help to your mental health? I've written a blog, which I'll link to in the show notes, about five benefits of physical exercise for your mental health. But going deeper into some of this literature for those who are interested, the main proposal from research is that it provides increased blood circulation to the brain, as well as influencing the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. So that's the gland that deals with the body's reaction to stress. Basically, what it means in ordinary language is that instead of one little worker dealing with a whole load of difficult to-dos, blood flow is similar to supplying extra workforce, and it also dilutes the amount of work to be done simultaneously. Other important areas that physical exercise benefit are the limbic system and the hippocampus, which play an important part in memory formation as well as in mood and motivation. So back to the question of anchoring. I have a number of anchors in my own life, but one that I think crosses all sorts of barriers and boundaries that anyone listening to this podcast will benefit from is that of exercise. I've heard a number of people say that they don't have time. So let's talk about this for a moment. I have found this metaphorical image helpful. So compare your day to a glass jar. First, you put rocks in it. These represent the important things to you that you know you need to complete in a day. Then you put in pebbles. These are less important but still necessary things to do in a day. And lastly, you put in sand. This can be mundane stuff that you expect to happen or things that are of least importance. Sand, for me, represents requests from others to do things that I can either delegate or can be dealt with at another time. It's not that important. Interestingly, note what happens if you fill your jar with sand first. You won't get the rocks in. Too often, our days get crammed with unimportant stuff that leave little or no room for the things that do matter to us. And that's where problems arise. Burnout, anxiety, depression, etc. The key is to put the rocks in first. A rock in your day is something that anchors you, something that is good for you, that fills your soul with gratitude each day. It could be 30 minutes of quiet time to meditate. Exercise is another one. Perhaps it's a coffee date with a loved one or a friend who leaves you feeling better about the world. Well, my encouragement at this stage in 2021 is to find those important priorities, those rocks in your day that make you feel alive and fulfill you, and put them in the jar first. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share if you enjoyed this, and check out other episodes, leave a comment, and join the discussion. And until next time, keep prioritizing those important things and keep pondering the great deep.